Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the daf for Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas, Shoiftim, Elul, Tovshin, Ayin, Gimel, is daf Nun Aleph in Meseches Psachim. It is the 373rd daf in Shas. We record this on a beautiful, warm day in Eretz Yisrael, an hour before Shabbos Kodesh. You could see the sun beginning to set in its orange colors as it falls over the green gardens as I look out in Ramat Beit Shemesh. We might even hear the music that ushers in Shabbos Kodesh. Maybe we'll even go into the siren. Of course, our perek is perek Mokom Shenagu, which discusses different minhagim, which are not purely halachos, but customs in different communities that have, most of the time, a halachic basis, which the Gemara says that when you're in, and the Mishnah, that when you're in that community, you are supposed to follow. Our daf is going to continue analyzing those things, and particularly the Gemara will invoke an important rule that's found in the Dvarim as well, on the bottom line of Dvarim HaMutarim, V'acherim Nogim Behen Isa, the bottom line of Nun HaMebeis, Yata Roshoi La'atirim Bifneihem, that if somebody has a communal custom to prohibit it, even though if you hold that it's permissible, you're not supposed to be matir it in front of them. And we will test and balance that rule on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara will discuss many minhagim of Isurim that weren't Asur Me'ikur Dedina, but for certain reasons, those customs were developed, like we will see in terms of who one is allowed to bathe with and who one is not allowed to. The Gemara will record on the first wide line on the bottom the position of Rabbah Bar Bar Chana and a challenge of him from a Mishnah that says that you give both Chumre HaMakom Shiyotz Misham and Chumre HaMakom Shalach Lisham, that you follow either the stringent, you follow the stringent custom, either the custom which is more stringent from where you're coming from, or the custom which is more stringent to where you are going. The Gemara will discuss that there are some exceptions depending on whether you're going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael or Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Gemara will discuss some chumras of Shemitah. Keep in mind we have Shemitah coming up, Be'ezer Hashem, a year after this one. Gemara will discuss, it's an important daf in Shemitah, because the Gemara will discuss the halachos of Svichim. Those are plants that grow, vegetation that grow during the Shemitah year. The Isser of Svichim we will discuss. And then we will go back to our Mishnah and analyze that rule. Nostan alav chumra makom shiyatsa misham, v'chumra makom shahalach lisham, as it appears in our Mishnah, and that will round out the daf for Shabbos Kodesh. Let's pick up on the bottom of Nun Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues discussing with the B'nai Chuzai instances where people were noheg in Isur, and in this case, it had no halachic basis. B'nai Chuzai nehigi nemafreshei chala me'aravza. They were taking off chala from orez. That's rice. Now, rice is not one of the five minei dagon, as described in the Mishnah in the beginning of Meseches Chala. Also, v'amri le'Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef came and he heard about it, and he said the following: Amalu nichli zar ba'apayu. Let someone who is not a kohen eat it without taking off chala to show that the halacha is not correct. That was Rav Yosef's suggestion. Eisve Abaye. Abaye asked him this suggestion. Dvarim hamutar v'achirim nagum bo isur. Ya Torah shayil hatiram bifneihem. We learned in our Mishnah that even if it's mutter, but others assume the custom that it is aser, you shouldn't tell them it's permissible. That we had in the Mishnah, the beginning of Perek Mokom Shenagu, on the bottom of yesterday's daf on Nun Amud Aleph. Amar Lo, Rav Yosef responded to Abai v'lav mi yitmar alo. Didn't we learn? Amar Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda explained that the Mishnah says, how could it possibly be, we could add editorially, that something that people are knowing iser and is really mutter, how could you allow such a thing continue? Maybe we could throw in, I'm sure the Mefarshim discussed this, we learned in last week's parsha the prohibition of Baal Tosef or Baal Tigra. You can't add Isurim and encourage people to add Isurim. We could throw in as well. The Yamshel Shlomo in the end of the fourth parak, if I'm not mistaken, in Bava Kama, writes that presenting Torah in a way that is not correct is an extreme Isur. And at least, is this corroborating a form of Ziyuf HaTorah? And Rav Chizda explained, our Mishnah was a very specific case. Bikutai, the Kuthians, the Kusim. The Kusim group of people who had converted, is Machlokis and Gemara and Yevamos, whether they were is a valid gerus or not, but either way, they acted as if they were Jews, and they had a tendency to be extremely lenient and be matir isurim. So therefore, when it comes to kutim, then in such a case, we evoke the rule, if they're noig isur, let them keep being noig isur, even though this is mutter, because if we tell them that it's going to be mutter, they'll come to say the things that are also asur and mutter as well. They won't have the appropriate sense of boundaries of drawing the appropriate line of asur and mutter. So that was in regards to kutim. However, bnei chuzoy are not bnei kutim, responds Rav Yosef, kutim, my time, what's the reason when it comes to kutim that we said that you shouldn't be matir b'fneim, mishum de mesarachim milsa, because they're going to come to then, once they hear, oh, this is mutter that we thought is also be matir everything. Hanechin shinami sirchim milsa. These people as well, Abaye argues, are going to come to allow other isurim. Maybe one could argue that once they're going to allow, as Rashi explains, them to eat rice without taking off challah, they'll come to eat flour without taking off challah. So why is it that Rav Yosef was simply matir? Elam Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, let's give a more balanced type of approach. Chazina, let us see. E ruban orez achli. If the majority eat rice, lo nichli zar ba'apayu, then you should not have someone eat in front of them as Rav Yosef had suggested, because of the above reason, they're going to forget entirely about chal, they'll not come to be mafresh chal at all. But if the majority do not eat rice, then have someone who's not a kohen in front of them, because then, not only will you have a problem that they'll take off of rice, which they don't have to, which is not a fundamental isur, but they'll end up taking off from the rice, and then they'll think that they could take off from the rice onto the wheat, which definitely does not work. So Rav Yosef's suggestion, says Rav Ashi, works if we're talking about a case of Ruban Dagli Achlinin. The Gemara continues 10 lines from the top on Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. You might hear in the background songs before Shabbos Kodesh, as you hear, Ki hidlakti nerosai, v'itzati es mitasi, v'chalafti simlosai l'chvoid ha-Shabbos, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Malachim should bless us with bracha that we've prepared for Shabbos Kodesh. The Gemara continues, Gufa, Dvarim ha-Mutarim, v'acherim noagim bohen iser. What happens if you have this phenomenon that's really mutter, but some people are noag iser? We learned in our Mishnah, Iyata Roshon Latim b'fneim. Amar Rav Chisda, we quoted Rav Chisda's position above, Bikutai Askinan. Otherwise, you should teach them. That's a mistake. Ask the Gemara, V'kuli Amaloi, and for the rest of the world, you should tell them that they're making a mistake. V'atanya, this is not consistent with the Braisa. Roichitzin Shnei Achin Ke'echod, V'ein Roichitzin Shnei Achin B'Kavul. In a place of called Kavul, they were knowing that two brothers did not wash together. Umaisa b'Yehuda, and the story took place in Yehuda. This is a Tosefta in Moed Katan. Hillel Banav, b'Yehuda v'Hillel Banav Shor Rabbi Gamliel. It happened to Yehuda and Hillel, the sons of Rabbi Gamliel, Shorachtzu Shneim Ke'echod B'Kavul, that they washed together. V'lozo Alein Kol Medina, and people complained about it. Amr Miyamenu Lo Re'inu Kach. V'Nishmat Hillel V'Yotzla Beis Achitzen, and Hillel sequestered himself. And he did not want to tell them that it was permissible, even though Mi'ikr Dedina, we learned that it is permissible. Similarly, we have another phenomenon that supports this idea. Yoitzin Bikur Dekisim B'Shabbos. Mi'ikr Dedina, one is allowed to go out on Shabbos in an area that doesn't have an Erev, with a slipper type of shoe. Ve'ein Yoitzin Bikur Dekisim B'Shabbos B'Biri. People from Biri were machmir on this, and the same thing happened. Umaisa b'Yehuda v'Hillel banav shorim g'liel shiyatz b'kud ekesim b'Shabbos b'Biri v'laza aleim medina. People complained. V'amru miyemenu lo reinu kach v'shamtum v'nasnu lavnehem, and they took it off. Maybe they learned from the previous case of their father. V'lo, and they gave it to their servants to wear. V'lo ratzu lomer lehem mutarin atem, and they didn't want to say that it's mutar atem. So that's example number two. Example number three. V'yoyishvin al safsalei nachrim b'Shabbos. A person is allowed, me'ikur d'dina, to sit
on the benches of Gentiles, Rashi explains that were used for buying and selling in general. Be'enin Yoshvin al Safsalei Nachrim b'Shabbos Bako, but in Akko, they were machmir on this. There's never a gezeira that had been put a tag about not to do this. And there was a story, Umaisa, Shimon Gamliel, Shimon, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, Sheyoshev al Safsalei Nachrim b'Shabbos Bako, V'lozol of Kol Medina, people complained, Amru miyumeinu lo reinu kach, Nishmat al Gabi Karka, he slid off of the bench onto the ground. Here is the 40-minute mark before Shabbos Kodesh in Beit Shemesh in Eretz Yisrael. That's the siren. V'loi ratzalom alem mutarnatem b'nei medinas hayam. And he didn't want to say that it was mutter, even though Mikra Dedina, it's mutter. Here in my old Gemara from my second year in Yeshiva, I punctuated it wrong. That's one of the reasons I read it incorrectly. The question mark goes, V'lo ratza lomer lehen muterin atem, question mark. The Gemara answers, B'nei Medina Sayam Nami, the people who lived in an area called Medina or Medina Sayam, here where there is a machlokis of different gersaos. Some say it means in Chutz La'aretz, some say it means in areas that, for whatever reason, did not have a lot of spiritual direction. That since wasn't a lot of Rabbonim to teach them, if people would say, ah, that's mutter, they'll come and err and be matir other things as well. We'll stop over here to finish up the preparations, Bezer Hashem for Shabbos Kodesh, and we'll pick up Bezeras Hashem Yisbarach HaMatzoi Shabbos.
We continue on Matzai Shabbos, 12 lines before the wide, where the Gemara asks the following kasha. I understand the need to make these gzeros, even though it's mutter, that nevertheless, acherim, were noeg bohen iser, because when it comes to the benches of Nachrim, mishum demechsi kemekach umemkar, those were benches that were generally used for sale. Bikur de kisinami, when it came to these slippers, where also there was a reason to be machmer, dil mishtalfin vasalis nuyi arba amis birshus haram, that they might come to take it off and carry 4 amis in birshus haram. Ela roichetsin, my time aloy, but what's the reason that in Kabul they would not have 2 brothers wash with each other? The Gemara answers, Gesani, as we learned in Bryce in the end of Meseches Smachos, imakol adam roichets chutz mi aviv, v'chamov, he can't wash with his father, his father-in-law, ubal imo, and the husband of his mother, ubal achosa, and the husband of his sister, Rabbi Yehuda matir bov mnei kvod aviv, v'uda din lebal imo. Rashi explains the dira maschel me aviv v'chamov, that since these people are closely related to females in his life, so then, when he sees them not dressed, it might bring lidei hirur, and that for that reason, they're not going to be allowed to wash together, va'asu inu, and these people in Kabul came along, v'gozer b'shnei achim, they made exera even 2 brothers, mishum balachosa. They were afraid if you were going to allow 2 brothers, then they would also end up allowing 2 brother-in-laws. Talmid lo yirchatz im rabbi, Talmid is not supposed to wash with his rebbe, v'im rabbi tzarech loy mutar, and if his rebbe needs him, it's going to be permissible. A nominee for the halacha from the daily daf would be this topic, halacha l'mais, in regards to particularly going to a mikvah with one's father and other family relatives as well as one's rebbe. That's the next line in the Gemara, 5 lines from Baton. Tana Talmud lo yirchatz im rabbi. A Talmud should not go to the bathhouse with his rebbe. Vim rabbi tzarech loy mutar. But if his rebbe needs him, then it's permissible. Kiyasa rabba bar bachana achel dayasra. Dayasra is a part of the fat. There is really chalev that is technically permissible, al pi dine Torah, but people in Bava were knowing iser because they would get confused between that type of fat and prohibited fat. Take a look at Rashi for the biology of it. Olegabe Rabbi Avira Saba, Rabbi Breda Rav Huna, Kimun de Chazinu, when Rav Avira and Rabba came into the room to see Rabba Bar Bar Chana, or the Rabba who came in was Rabbi Breda Rav Huna, Kimun de Chazinu, when he saw kasi minayu, immediately he covered it. However, it seems before Rabba was able to put it away, they had noticed that he was hiding this fat. Also, Ramalei l'Abaye, and they reported it to Abaye. There are different gersos, Lavua or l'Abaye. Amaluhu, Abaye told them, Shavinchu kikusai, The fact that he didn't tell you the reason why I'm eating it is because it's mutter, is he because thought that you guys are like kusim, and that if you're going to tell them that it's mutter, then they're going to come to me matir isurim. Because really, there should have been no reason for him to hide it altogether. Now the Gemara gives us a very important exception to the rule of our Mishnah, of noisna lav chumrei makom shiyatza misham, v'chumrei hamakom shalach lishan. Asks the Gemara, why was Rabbi Bar Chana noig lekula? Rabbi Bar Chana lesley hadisnan our Mishnah noisna lav chumrei hamakom shiyatza misham, v'chumrei hamakom shalach lishan. You have to follow either stringency. Either if you came from a place with stringency, you got to follow it, or you go to a place with stringency, you got to follow it. So how could it possibly be that he was noig heter? Amar Abaye Hani Mili, this yisod of our Mishnah that we learned on the bottom of Nun Amid Aleph is mi bavel lebavel umeretz Yisrael eretz Yisrael. Inami mi bavel eretz Yisrael. Avol me eretz Yisrael lebavel. If someone's going from eretz Yisrael to bavel, then that does not apply. Loi kivan da'anan kaifinan luhu avdinan kavusayu. Since we bnei bavel are kafuf to bnei eretz Yisrael, because ultimately in eretz Yisrael, they are the ones who are Mekadesh the Chodesh, as well as one could argue that that's where Smicha comes from as well. So in such a case, if a person comes from Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael they're Mekil, so then you don't have to follow the Chumrah of Bavel. Ravashi Amar Filtem Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Ravashi disagrees, and he says even from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, you have to follow the Chumrah HaMakom of Bavel as well. Bahani Mili Heichadein Daito Lachzer. That only is required that you take the Chumrah HaMakom that you go to where you intend to stay. Rabbi Bar Chana Daitolach, intend to stay, right. But Rabbi Bar Chana Daitolach, sir, his das was to return to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore our Mishnah does not apply. The Mishnah says that you have to take the Chumrah HaMakom in either direction, only is if you intend to stay in that place, do you have to take it, if, particularly if you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Bava. Amle Rabbi Bar Chana Lib. Libnei, to his sons, Bini, or Banai, my children, some have the Girsa Libre, to a singular son, and then he's saying, Bini, my son, Loi Toichal, you should not eat the Schelev, Lo Bifanai, V'lo Shelo Bifanai. You shouldn't be Mekil like I myself was. Ani, Sharisis, Rabbi Yochan, Shachal, I saw Rabbi Yochan eating it, Kedai, Rabbi Yochan, Lesmochalav, Bifanav, V'shelo Bifanav, and therefore I could be Mekil in all instances. Atalo Rita Oso, you didn't see him. Lotochal Bain Bifanai Bain Shalob Bifanai. And therefore don't eat it, neither in front of me nor not in front of me. This that Rabbi Bar Chana did not allow his child to follow his leniency of eating what he saw from Rabbi Yochanan, neither in front of him nor when he wasn't in front of him, his son, says the Gemara, Pliga Didei Adidei. That stands in this in contradiction to something else that Rabbi Bar Chana taught. I'm Rabbi Bar Chana. Sachli Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar taught me. Pamachas nichnasti achar Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yossi ben Lekunya. Legina, I was following Rabbi Shimon into a garden. V'natol svicha kruv. And on Shvius, after the time that all of the foods were supposed to be made hefker, which according to most Rishonim is Biur, some say literally to destroy, but most understands, take a look at the first Rashi. She says, we're talking about after Zman Biur, which means after the time that you're supposed to make all of the food Hefker. At that time, is prohibited to eat all Svichin. For simplistic purposes, let us define Svichim as vegetable vegetation. V'natal svichei kruv, v'achal, he took the svichim of a kruv and he ate it. V'anasanli, and he gave to me. V'amarli, and he said to him, Bini, he said to me, Bini, b'fanai echol. So, Rabbi Yochanan said that he received this from Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi, who said, you could eat in front of me. Shelo b'fanai lo te'achal, even though many hold that it's aser, in front of me you could definitely eat. Ani she'ra'isis Rabbi Shimon ba yochai she'achal, I who saw Rabbi Shimon who ate, kedai who Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai l'smochalov, it's kedai to rely on Rabbi Shimon. This is another time the expression kedai who Rabbi Shimon l'smochalov. In brachos, the expression is kedai Rabbi Shimon l'smochalov b'shas hatchak. Here, it's kedai Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai l'smochalov b'fanav v'shelo b'fanav. I could rely on Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai whether I'm in front of him or not because he's such a great man. Atah, you B'fanai echel, you could rely on it when you're in front of me. Shelo b'fanai lo te'achel. But when you're not in front of me, you should. My Rabbi Shimon, what is this that Rabbi Shimon was matir? According to most, and in most instances, Sfichim are usher to eat on Shvius. From the time of Biurin on, Rashi explains. Tosas, in a long Tosas, Dibar Maskel called Sfichim, disagrees with Rashi's explanation. That's another nominee for the halacha of the daily daf. So where is it that Rabbi Shimon is going to be makel when it comes to Sfichim? My Rabbi Shimon, this sign, Rabbi Shimon, I'm recalling Sfichim, Asurin Chutz mi Sfichai Kruv. When it comes to cabbage, probably Kruv, the best way to describe it is cabbage, they're closer to a tree than a vegetable. Most vegetables, Rashi in the Bar Maskel She'en Kayotze Ben explains, have seeds. The Torah, when it prohibits the Sfichim, uses the expression Hein lo nezras tfuasenu. So it needs to be something that goes through a similar process of seeding. Of course, the lettuce and the cabbage, so those don't go through the process of seeds. Hence, Rabbi Shimon holds they are mutter, even though all other svichim are going to be asur. Chachamim call svichim asur. Chachamim disagree. Vitarvayu, both the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon are based on the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Libra to Rabbi Akiva. The Sanya, as we quote the pasuk, Hein lo nezra velo nesof es tevuasenu. Pasuk describes in Parshas Bahar, if someone comes along and says, "I didn't plant, nor did I reap during the seventh year." Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva asked, how could it possibly be that if you didn't plant that you were able to reap? Where is there any vegetables to then reap for the next year? Mikan, it must be those vegetables, Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaskel. Amar Rabbi Akiva, we must be talking about those vegetables that could recreate on its own. That they have their own seeds that when falling back into the ground, they resuscitate themselves, they replant themselves. Mikan Sfichin Shein Asurim, that's a Sfichim that are Asur. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva holds it's Asur. Then what is the machlokes between Rabban and Rabbi Shimon? My come the Flagi, what are the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon arguing about? Rabban and Savri, Kazrin Sfiche Kruv, Atu Shar Sfiche Dalma. The Rabban and say make Xera of Sfichim of a Kruv, lest one come to think that all Sfichim are Motu. Rabbi Shimon Savri, Logazrin Sfiche Kruv, Atu Sfiche Dalma. Rabbi Shimon is not worried about that. Because our Gemara is going to begin a new analysis of the next part of the Mishnah, we'll stop a little bit early, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Yomud, and we'll conclude Daf Nun Aleph in Maseches Psachim over here. Be'ezer Hashem, if we have the opportunity, we will attach the halacha from the daily Daf as a separate file. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Aleph in Maseches Psachim.